dating game.
No, it's not the dating game. It's Rick's Martini Bar.
Oh, yeah.
And I'm Jerry McCarty here with Rick Farmlow and Amanda Raymond. And you're listening to
Bachelor Number
2. You are listening to Herb Alpert and the Tijuana Brass, Spanish Flea, which is also known as
the Dating Game Theme Song.
And today's episode is on our famous, our favorite theme song from television. And we want to thank our fans for...
Should we talk about more things, our favorite literary classics, classical music, foreign policy. But we're just going to be kind of silly tonight and talk about TV show theme songs.
Yeah, so we'll talk about TV theme songs.
Go off the board.
And actually, I got this idea because when we were doing the game show podcast, you mentioned your parents had this right album.
Herb Albert album.
And you were like, that's a dating game theme.
Yeah, to me, that's my introduction
and
to Herb Albert.
And this is my theory on if you want a good theme song, is get somebody good. Get like a real artist to do it and not just some studio musician. Because this is awesome. This is like timeless.
Yep.
And it's totally Herb Albert.
Yep.
So that's what we're going to talk about today is, oh, we forgot to do our cheers.
Oh, we got
cheers.
Herb on mine.
Thank you for coming.
Yeah.
And so, anyway, we'll talk about...
Wow.
Oh, I love when Jackie Gleason used to do that.
You're a good one. Wow.
I wish I could do my Frank Fontaine.
Yeah, that's right. We can rehearse that one.
Yeah, we'll do it next time. We'll do that. So we're going to talk about theme songs. And there's a lot of good theme songs. And this is my theory. And we've had some great from our fans about theme songs. And I'm going to go with this one, which I'm going to follow up with the Herb Alpert and Tijuana Brass, because this is one of my favorite theme songs. And they followed my recipe, which is get a good group to do your theme song. This is like, got that one. Hang on.
Turn the 45 over. You got
there
the wrong
go.
Side. You get the B side. Yeah, this is one of my favorites.
The Ventures. You get a real guitar band.
Plus the visuals of the waves crashing in Hawaii, and they went off. And then those big hands, don't forget, to Jack Lord.
Jack Lord with a little piece of hair falling down in his forehead. Jin-ho.
Jin-ho. Whoever he played, yeah. Anyway,
Jack Su played Jin-ho. Why do I know that?
Jack Su
played Jin-ho. Yeah, Jack played Jin-ho. That's one of my favorite ones. And it follows my recipe is because, and Jenny, one of our Facebook fans, sent that one in, and it was Hawaii 5-0, and that is an awesome...
By the Ventures, yeah.
By the Ventures theme song. Love that theme song.
Yeah.
Okay, Amanda, you're up. What's your fave?
I think it's a toss-up between the Munsters theme song and the Monkees theme song, so two M's.
Yeah.
The Monkees.
Those are classics.
Oh, I love the Monkees theme song. And well... I'll tell you what, is the Monkees actually is, my theory, which for a good theme song, which is use a good group, which the Monkees.
Who are manufactured to play their own theme song.
No, but did they play the theme song or no?
They didn't play the music. They didn't play the instrument. They sang on. This is really early. This is when they went on a play song out on the record.
But they didn't. But that's definitely who sang Mickey Dolenz.
But they didn't play the instruments on this.
It was kind of weird about the Monkees
crew,
too.
Which is a whole, in the Wrecking Crew, we have to do a whole podcast on the Wrecking Crew sometime. There's a 60s bunch of session guys who played on every friggin' album.
Really?
Down in the 60s, yeah. Anyway. This is just a classic, though.
Monkees were weird because Mickey Dolenz played the drums.
No.
Mike Nesmith played guitar. Yeah. Peter Tork played guitar. Davy Jones sang. But he's not singing the song.
Well, he didn't always sing lead. It was either Mickey or Davey. Sometimes Mike would sing.
Yeah.
I don't think Peter ever sang lead on anything, any hits, but...
Or Davey be making out with some girl offstage.
Davey Jones.
But they...
Cheer up, Sweetie G.
Depending on what kind of song it was, you know, usually Davey got the more romantic kind of slow stuff.
But anyway. great song. I agree with you on that. And the Munsters also a great song. Nice instrumental.
I forget who wrote the Munsters theme song. Okay, I'm going to give you one of my favorites.
Okay, we got Rick.
Also, this is also within your theory of having someone great. The Batman theme.
The Batman.
And
who
You know who did it? Was Nelson Riddle.
Really?
who produced a bunch of Frank Sinatra's classic albums.
Yeah.
Nelson Riddle. Wow. The Batman theme song. And that was the most exciting
first
bars of any TV show ever, because as soon as that thing started.
It was kind of repetitive, though, like, wasn't it?
Yeah, but man, that guitar was awesome. Yeah. I remember when I was a kid, and that was on them.
Me too.
I'm older than you, man. And I remember...
I saw it on Rebirth.
I know you did, but I saw it on when I was a kid, people would start, they're starting to have rock bands back then, because the Beatles were popular. So all these kids were starting their own rock bands. And almost every single guitarist wanted to learn how to play that riff, the Batman lead guitar riff. And that was like the coolest sounding guitar. And I think, if I'm not mistaken, I think the Wrecking Crew played on that song also.
Really?
Yep. But Nelson Riddle, it was from Nelson Riddle who produced it. Can you play it? Can you find it? You
can't. I don't know if I can find it or not.
I'm going to find it on YouTube.
I had that
on
my cell phone for a
while. Dead air, talk. We can't have dead air.
Yeah, we can't have dead air. Well, anyway, but the Batman TV theme was awesome. I mean, that was.
I like the Family Ties theme song too.
I liked when Batman, when they used to climb up the buildings. And they'd have little cameos there.
The guys would come out of the window.
Like Liberace would come out of the window and say, "Where are you guys going?"
Are you ready for this?
To the Batmobile. Let's go. Atomic batteries to power. Turbines to speed.
Roger. Ready to move out.
Good song, but I have no idea that Nelson Riddle did that. That was awesome.
Yep.
So, anyway, but I found it.
Yeah, okay.
But anyway, other theme songs, and this is another one of my favorite ones, which isn't really in... I kind of hate this...
The show.
I hate... No.
No, you don't hate the show.
I don't like when you use a real song.
Oh, like... Married with Children did.
Like that. What
Love
was that?
Love and Marriage.
Yeah, Love and Marriage. Sinatra. Like Frank Sinatra's Love and Marriage.
It's kind of
like
a cheat. I mean, like it's a great song, but
right.
It's kind of a cheat.
Or like the quirky one where they used Obladi from the Beatles.
Yeah, that doesn't care. Yeah,
it doesn't care. Yeah. But if you're going to do a show and you're going to have your own theme song and it's a really cool song, I'm all for it. So see if you... This one.
That's his song.
It's
his show. So, of course.
But this
he sang it live every week.
It's not unusual.
This was the theme song for Tom Jones, who is super cool.
It's not unusual. Tom and Doc. That was awesome. It's awesome. Great. Yeah. Great show.
It's a great song. Yep. And if I was going to.
He sang it live every week, so this counts.
It's not unusual.
And if I was Tom Jones and I was going to have a theme TV show, why would you use anything but this? That's one of my favorites.
That's a great one.
And just another one of my theory about. Let's see if I can find this one here.
I have an obscure one that I really like.
Who you like?
This is really obscure. The song's called "Seattle" by Bobby Sherman, and it was for a show called "Here Come the Brides."
Oh, I remember that show, Bobby Sherman. Yeah,
yeah. He sang. I don't know if he actually sang the lead on the theme show. I don't think he did on the theme show. I'm sorry, on the TV show.
They liked Brides.
But he did. But he did release it as a single called. It's called "Seattle." And it's about this logging camp up in Seattle when all these guys were loggers and they brought these brides in on a train and whatever. That's a really cool song too. And another, I didn't throw another one around the same era. Courtship of Betty's Father.
Oh, that's awesome.
Nelson's song, My Best Friend.
Yeah, you're my best friend. Yep. Here's one of mine, which is, again, my favorite.
I like this song. It sounds way better than you know. It's way better.
But this is Welcome Back, Connor. It's John Sebastian.
It is a great song.
The Love and Spoon.
That's so cool. That's kind of great, yeah.
Get a good guy to sing your song.
Yeah. You were smart. You never said the song was great.
And let's see, what other people have we had come in? Well, I'm curious, Rick, about your these. There was a whole bunch of things.
Just sit right back and you hear
back, like this.
Wow, Gilligan's Island.
Right.
Yeah.
Is like, what were your...
I liked that one, too.
You like that one?
There, a lot of these are written by the same guys, you know. And I forget who did the Gilligan's Island theme, and Nick Renewed now. Nick, this
one. Set sail that day for a 3-hour tour, a 3-hour tour. The weather started getting
rough. Then
the tiny ship was tossed. If not for the
we had Beverly Hillbillies, good meat.
Yeah.
Yeah. And that was, you know, I was watching
Flattened Scruggs,
but I was, when Steve Martin, who's a banjo, three people are banjo players.
Yes.
Steve Martin and then Ed Helms from the, The Hangover in The Office. He's a banjo player too. But anyway, but all these banjo players love.
So this is a tale of our past.
Those guys were like great guitar players. Great things. It's a banjo player.
The
first
mate and his skipper too will do. And we do have to give credit to a couple of our people that have been on our podcast that sang theme songs.
Are we going to hear one now?
Yeah, we'll
I would like to hear one now.
Good. And you can tell, I don't know if you know anything about this, how this came about.
This is the first year of
American Style, truer than the red light.
Sung by one of our buddies, and this man from the council.
But they didn't write it.
They didn't write it. They're getting popular at this time, so they had them sing it. I don't know why they switched after the first year and had more of a generic
instrument.
It was an instrument that had vocals, but it was men and women singing it. That's not
right.
The issue. The arrangement was a little different. The lyrics are a little bit different.
Well, I think I might know the reason.
Okay, you tell me.
Because the same thing happened to Happy Days. When Happy Days first started, what was the...
Rock Around the Clock.
Rock Around the Clock, and then they got tired of paying royalties to Bill Haley, and so then they recorded their own Monday, Tuesday, Happy Days.
I frankly think I like it better.
Rock Around the Clock was much better.
Yeah.
But good song. And then the other one I want to play for you to see if you... This was kind of another podcast guest that we had on here. Let's see if you know who this is.
Oh, yeah.
Who is that?
Who sang it?
Yeah.
I don't know who sang it.
It's the Jeffersons.
This was Norman Lear.
Am I supposed to get it from that?
We haven't had that many guests on the show.
Well...
this is Pro's mom. This is Janae Dubois. This was Bologna.
That's what I asked you.
It was on Good Times.
Oh, that's what on Jefferson's. That's a good question.
But it's a great song.
That's what I thought it was, actually. That's what we're known about. I'm not sure it's on
Janae Dubois, who Pro Dubois was on our show.
Yeah.
And she sang the song.
Yeah, it's a cool, awesome song. Yeah, it's a great song. The themes now, I hate to sound like an old guy, but it's like, I can't remember the themes. They're nothing.
I know.
Nothing.
We had a couple of people, actually, Steve liked the Apprentice theme, Money, 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 but that's somebody else's song.
Yeah, that's an
that's
old rock song.
And even Friends with
The Rembrandts
was a song before it was.
Are you sure?
Yeah.
You sure? Yeah. I didn't know that. I thought they wrote it for that show. So that kind of doesn't count.
Yeah.
It kind of does, but it doesn't.
Yeah. So it was like, you know, a good theme song, but it was written for something else.
Stolen.
And we had somebody else suggest the Golden Girls. You know what that song that is? Actually, you'll know this from this. You should know who wrote the song. It was sung by some studio musicians.
Okay.
It was Thank You for Being My Friend. You know that song? It was Andrew Gold in the 70s sang that song.
Yeah.
But it was redone and not that good.
I have to throw my cartoon favorite song. I didn't do that yet. Is that cool?
We haven't done that yet.
What's yours?
Oh, we haven't gone there? Never. We'll keep doing what we're doing.
Okay, well, go ahead. You start. It's perfect time. We're running out of time.
Well, I'm going to go way back because that's what I do.
Yeah.
And probably the first primetime animated series ever, The Flintstones.
The Flintstones is awesome.
Just a great song, and then you know what? It just, whenever you hear that song, you know you're going to have a good time watching the show. that song just evokes that kind of like fun, you know? And all Hanna-Barbera.
Did
Huckleberry Hound song, Yogi Bear, and the Jetsons, and all that stuff. I mean, all those songs were like written by top notch people.
I mean, at the time, did everyone know that that was just a ripoff of Honeymooners?
I think they even admitted it. As kids, I didn't think of it.
Because
kids weren't watching The Honeymooners, you know, little kids. So to me, it was like...
I saw The Flintstones first.
So did I.
And then I saw The Honeymooners.
And I'm like,
gee whiz.
I love The Honeymooners. I didn't equate the two together. Then when I saw The Flintstones later, I'm like, you know what? That's just Jackie Gleason and Art Carney.
Wrong one.
She came back. Winona came back. She wanted to finish her song, and she ran back in the room, and that's okay. She's cool. Anyway, those are all really good. I think Fred's trying to sing, but he's stuck up on the crane.
Well, for animation, for me, I have to agree with Jerry. I love the DuckTales theme song. I love the Darkwing Duck theme song.
Is it because of the song, or is it because of the show?
No, the show is good too. It's good.
Life is like a hurricane. DuckTales. We actually had a fan suggest this, so I can't take credit for that. It was one of those things when they said DuckTales, I was like, ooh, I love this song. And I can't remember what you were
bottom of the hill still.
And I'm surprised, Rick, that you didn't mention one of my faves.
I would have.
The Banana Splits theme
song. Oh, that's awesome. That's a real stupid song, but I love the Banana Splits.
I love that song. I don't have it, but...
it's just like a real dumb... Oh, we can go into the Sid Marty Krofft territory, too, if you want to.
And here's one that you have a little bit of thing on, but this would be my animated favorite. Even though I do like...
Would
be,
hey Jughead, where are you?
We want to dance, and we want to sing, have some fun, and adventuring. All the fans are here, but it ain't complete. We ain't the Archies. Without the Jughead, we should have a podcast. It
would be awesome.
He produced all of Barry Manilow's latest album, so he did very well for himself, yeah.
Speaking of Barry Manilow, he has a famous theme song that he wrote, mm-hmm. right?
Yes.
Am I right?
Yes, he does.
And
well, probably the most famous.
We're going hopping, we're going hopping today.
And his most famous song, one of them.
Like a good neighbor, state. He wrote that.
Did he write that too?
Yeah.
One of his most famous songs, I Write the Songs, was not even written by him.
Oh, really?
It was written by Bruce Johnson of the Beach Boys about Brian Wilson.
Wow.
But Barry Manilow sang it, and the woman thought, oh, he's thinking about himself. Well, it was written for Brian Wilson. Anyway, trivia.
Good.
For you people out there.
I like Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles, too.
Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles. Okay, I got to. I have to do a couple for our fans. That
okay, let's get the. Let's,
this was Aaron. Let's like this yes. one. Give me what it is. The world
today takes everything you've got. I love this song.
Taking a break from all your worries. I put that with Matt.
You know it's a bar. I mean, really, sounded
like. I put as much for like. Wouldn't you like if they played this song when I walked in to read off my candy bar, I'd leave.
No, here's your fixed up though.
Amen.
See, now it goes up into a high note now.
I don't know.
I think yours is a great song.
Yeah, I put that with like MASH Suicide is Painless. I think that's one of the worst theme songs.
Well, if you notice on the show, they don't put the lyrics in there. Only on the feature film do they have the lyrics. And you know who wrote it? Robert Altman's son.
Really?
Yep.
I did not know that.
Yes.
One of my favorites. He would be rich. This was another one from Aaron.
Who's this from?
Aaron, the same person. That is you. The A team.
Oh, okay.
It's the D. I've been in a pool that plays this song. This was one from Larry.
1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, Shlemiel.
Hate the show. I don't know if people like it. Just a real 70s sounding song for a 50s show.
And my theory, get a good band to sing a song. The Partridge Family. Sing your own theme song.
Yeah, you can't. The Partridge Family is supposed to be the Council. No,
yeah, that's right.
About that. They're going to do a show about stuff about the Council family. And they can interview them and think, these kids can't really act. So, you got Shirley Jones and David Cassidy in there. It was gold.
And so we come full circle to the Council. So that's awesome. Yeah, and Bob Council was a guest, so... You can go back on our podcast and listen to Bob Cousell. We actually have two. We have the where he talks about the Cousell.
So much to say.
And then he talks about the Beatles.
Yeah, that was a great podcast.
Good podcast. So thanks for joining us.
Most of them are.
A bad one yet. Except this one.
No, people are going to love this. Where do they pay their $14.95 to download this? They're going to be more
no,
than
you can satisfied. Download this podcast free at www.mccartymetro.com. You can also become a friend or a fan of the podcast by going to Facebook and searching for Rick's Martini Bar. You can even go to IMDb and look up Rick's Martini Bar and see all the guests
all the wonderful things, all the wonderful things we've done.
And you can also support our sponsors, which will in turn support us by going to PB Imaging at pbimaging.com. Ice is by right.
We used to be able to
Rick's not even,
get it for a song.
I can't even get a shaken martini.
This sounds like ice. It's gravel.
And
just for effect.
Audible.com. Check them out. And thank you for joining us. And we will see you next time at Rick's Martini Bar. Cheers. Great podcast, you guys.
Have a lovely whatever you're having.